Our freedom. The only thing to talk about now. And on this tip, I must interject a word of thanks to Marie Cha for bringing to us the words of a man who offered encouragement, a rare event from pundits. When he concluded the interview by saying, and this is a paraphrase, and I've got the MP3 file on the website, go check it out, listen for yourself. Quote, as the breakdown of the old paradigm of a tiny few who control all the resources of the earth, including us, is breaking down. A new one premised on decentralization is growing in all spheres of life. Unquote. Now this thought, with its focus on the global system, not fix the state. I've only heard Wallerstein using different language express twice over the airwaves, many years separate. So, as I say, hearing it again, even stripped down bare, was encouragement. I'll share his main points now, only touching on the surface of them, and post on the website links to his webpage, and you can check it out at more depth at your leisure. But this is the gist of what the columnist from The Guardian, this was the man interviewed, Nafees Ahmed, said. And I'm sure we'll return. We've got a lot going on this morning, so I apologize if I don't spend the time they deserve. I'll be skipping around. This is a quote from the website of Nafees Ahmed. Over the last 2 weeks, I've authored a series of investigative Guardian articles connecting up the increasing propensity of the national security system. And in the interview with Marie Cha, it's clear that he's talking about the global state system. Continuing. Over the last 2 weeks, I've authored a series of investigative Guardian articles connecting up the increasing propensity of the national security system to criminalize political dissent with the growing recognition of environmental, economic, and energy crises. The first piece in this series focuses on the U.S. The story investigates how a little-known Pentagon-funded social science research program partnering with universities up and down the United States and around the world is sponsoring academic research to track the danger of new threats. And my interjection, this is obviously he's talking from the perspective of the state, which I try not to do, but continuing. New threats in an age of uncertainty due to new risks. Most prominent in this program is the tendency of the research to view all political dissent as a source of potential terrorism. Social science is being co-opted to develop innovative new research, analytical and data mining tools that can be mobilized quickly in field operations to track peaceful activists, social movements, and NGOs. Unquote. But I would also argue the point is to get social scientists to develop the rationale for designating all political dissent as potential terrorism, because they've got the law in place, right? But they need the logic. It's for the propaganda campaign to justify clamping down. Because on the face of it, why would you say that somebody who's for peace and nonviolence is a terrorist, right? So they are roping in social scientists to, as Bentham schooled them, claim the lexicon, develop the language that would allow them to do what they want. This is science, scientists, people in service to the state, putting their brains at the disposal of a totalitarian system. What other system would require them to do that? Miklos warned us about this. No greater threat than those scientists with brains and hearts for sale.